From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker. It's Wednesday, November 12th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The University of Illinois College of Media has installed new leadership at Illinois Public Media. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
IPM staff learned in an email on Tuesday morning that the College of Media is removing the station's current executive director, Moss Bresnahan, and moving him to an advisory role within the college. Longtime development and operations leaders John Steinbacher and Lily Duncanson are being promoted to share the executive director role. Steinbacher says the college could have picked an external hire.
The fact that they picked two people within the organization who had been working here for so long, I think says that they have a lot of confidence, not only in Lily and I, but in the entire team and in the direction that Illinois Public Media has been heading.
Some at the station worry the change could mean more layoffs after federal funding cuts. Steinbacher and Duncanson said they don't anticipate any additional staffing cuts. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
And as a disclaimer, no member of upper management or any news executive reviewed this story under IPM's internal reporting guidelines. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is getting involved with the local housing initiative to support those experiencing chronic homelessness. A neighborhood of tiny homes called Hope Village is being constructed on a vacant plot of land in North Urbana. The U of I is seeking to set aside $1 million to support the project. Chancellor Charles Isbell told the University Senate Monday the move aligns with the campus's mission to use its expertise to tackle social issues.
Through this initiative, we are generating academic insights and research opportunities that can help address housing challenges across the nation while making a measurable and real-time impact on our own local community.
The university says Hope Village will also allow it to conduct research in health sciences, architecture, and other disciplines in a respectful way. Hope Village is also being funded in partnership with Carle Health and a mix of state and federal grants. The U of I Board of Trustees will consider the funding request at a meeting tomorrow. Darren Bailey says he's moving forward with his campaign for governor. Capital News Illinois reports that Bailey's candidacy was in doubt after his son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren were killed in a helicopter crash in Montana last month. But Bailey says in a video posted to his social media that he will proceed after, quote, a lot of prayer and reflection and encouragement from President Donald Trump. The primary election is March 17th. After taking last week off, the Fighting Illini football team is looking to get back on the field. On Saturday, they'll take on the University of Maryland. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
In celebration of Military Appreciation Day, Illinois will host the University of Maryland on Saturday afternoon. The Terrapins are currently on a 5-game losing streak and looking for their first win since September. Head coach Brett Bielema spoke earlier this week on what he has been doing to keep his players focused on ending the season the right way.
It's also my point to our team, right? Just because we did it last year doesn't mean it happens this year, right? We've really concentrated on the 1-0 mentality, focus on Maryland. I really try to snap those guys into that. We actually did things a little different in our bye week to focus on Maryland on Thursday and Friday.
Illinois Maryland will kick off at 2:30 p.m. at Geese Memorial Stadium. The stadium was recently renamed in honor of Larry Geese Sr., who was a U.S. Army veteran. Prior to Saturday's Illini Walk, four ROTC cadets will raffle off of Geese Memorial Stadium. I'm Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story's coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 59 degrees, with a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 34 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 61 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 38 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 67 degrees, with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Robert Moore began working in law enforcement in the early 1970s in Winnebago County. Decades later, Bill Clinton appointed him the first black U.S. Marshal for Central Illinois. Moore recounts his life story in his new memoir, Off My Neck. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, November 13th, Jameel Bridgewater's Deep End. This is at the University YMCA in Champaign until 7 p.m. The exhibit follows collective memory within larger historical frameworks, including the politics of public pool segregation, the legacies of Pan-Africanist thought, and more. You can visit the University YMCA's website for more information.
And that same evening, there is a line dancing night at TM Horsehaven in Tolono, running from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Kick up your boots at this line dancing night. No experience is needed. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased online. Again, that is a line dancing night at TM Horsehaven in Tolono.
And on Thursday, November 13th, The Heart of a Stranger, an unlikely story of faith, identity, and belonging. This is at 7:30 p.m. at Follinger Great Hall at Krennert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. This is a conversation with the first Asian American to be ordained as a rabbi, and they are now a senior rabbi of Central Synagogue in New York, one of the largest synagogues in the world. You can hear that conversation starting at 7:30 at Krennert.
And on Friday, November 14th, you can attend the Circle of Friends Artisan Market from 3 to 7 p.m. It is also running on Saturday, November 15th, from 8 to 3 p.m. This is at the Rantoul Recreation Center, and it's hosted by the Illinois Heartland Decorative Artists. Vendors include a creative collaboration of hand-painted folk art, sweet shop, jewelry, crafts, cards, gifts, and much more. Again, that is the Circle of Friends Artisan Market.
And on Friday, November 14th, Big Guns. This concert starts at 7 p.m. Doors are at 5 at the District Event Center in Urbana. Experience an 80s hairband rock show. Big Guns starts at 7 p.m. at the District Event Center in Urbana.
On Saturday, November 15th, if you're looking to get into the holiday spirit, Jingle All the Way Festival of Trees 2025 at David S. Palmer Arena in Danville. This event is starting at 11 a.m. and you can explore a holiday wonderland through Wednesday, November 19th. You can find out more information at festivaloftreesdanville.com.
And on Saturday, November 15th, starting at noon, it is the Champaign-Urbana Black Authors Book Fair from noon to 5 at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center in Urbana. You can celebrate Black literature and culture, meet Black authors, and more.
And on Sunday, November 16th, the Illinois University Band and Campus Band Concert is happening at the Follinger Great Hall at the Krennert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana from 3 to 5 p.m. Hear classic and contemporary works by both ensembles. You can find out more information at bands.illinois.edu.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a few notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change. And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Arjun Tucker, Capital News Illinois, Jonathan Matthew, and Kimberly Schofield and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilborn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Arjun Tucker. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.